Presidential Decree No. 957, July 12, 1976. Regulating the sale of subdivision lots and condominiums, providing penalties for violations thereof. Whereas, it is the policy of the state to afford its inhabitants the requirements of decent human settlement and to provide them with ample opportunities for improving their quality of life. Whereas, numerous reports reveal that many real estate subdivision owners, developers, operators, and or sellers have reneged on their representations and obligations to provide and maintain properly subdivision roads, drainage, sewerage, water systems, lighting systems, and other similar basic requirements, thus endangering the health and safety of home and lot buyers. Whereas, reports of alarming magnitude also show cases of swindling and fraudulent manipulations perpetrated by unscrupulous subdivision and condominium sellers and operators, such as failure to deliver titles to the buyers or titles free from liens and encumbrances, and to pay real estate taxes, and fraudulent sales of the same subdivision lots to different innocent purchasers for value. Whereas, these acts not only undermine the land and housing program of the government but also defeat the objectives of the new society, particularly the promotion of peace and order and the enhancement of the economic, social and moral condition of the Filipino people. Whereas, this state of affairs has rendered it imperative that the real estate subdivision and condominium businesses be closely supervised and regulated, and that penalties be imposed on fraudulent practices and manipulations committed in connection therewith. Now, therefore, I, Ferdinand E. Marcos, President of the Philippines, by virtue of the powers vested in me by the Constitution, do hereby decree and order.